what are your experiences on a daily basis?
I'm constantly thinking about how other people are seeing me. I'm super concerned with my looks. Like, I do my makeup and my hair every day, you know. Also, like, I'm just constantly aware of how I'm appearing to other people.
How about right now?
Well, no, because I'm alone.
But there's people on the line.
Oh, yeah, I worry about, my biggest worry is sounding intelligent or, you know, seeming competent.
So it really sounds like there's a huge emphasis on either your accomplishments or how other people see you.
Oh, yeah. I've always been, like, the smart one or the pretty one, you know? Like, my mom is always showing us off.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like making us, you know, responsible, like taking responsibility or taking, like, ownership of our own accomplishments. So, like, this is my daughter, and she has her master's, and you know what I mean? Like, look at how beautiful she is. And so I think that that kind of made me hyper-aware of how other people are seeing me.
Yeah, so there was more of an emphasis on what you brought to the table than you, like, as an individual.
Yeah.
And so other people's opinions of you have become really important, and it seems like your own opinion of yourself hasn't really come to matter that much.
Totally, yeah.
Well, I mean, it sounds like you're very aware of what's going on a logical level.
Oh, yeah, intellectually I understand quite a bit, absolutely.
So what's the problem?
I guess my timeless right brain doesn't get it, you know?
Yeah. So you understand that, well, what are your symptoms? We talked earlier in the week, and I remember you telling
mm-hmm.
me that you had fatigue, and there was, like, a history of anxiety. Is there anything else?
I've had IBS since I was, like, 16.
Okay.
So that was the first symptom, for sure.
Okay. So you've had IBS,
mm-hmm.
currently you have fatigue?
Yeah, pretty severe fatigue. Well, not severe. I don't know. It's not that bad, but I have some fatigue, insomnia,
wow.
Which obviously can kind of tie in with the fatigue, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
What do you feel like your self-esteem is? Or how do you feel like your self-esteem is?
It's frail. I feel sometimes if I'm doing everything right, if I'm, you know, doing well in things that I care about,
mm-hmm.
then I feel pretty good. But the moment
that's not self-esteem. That's, again, just judging yourself based on your accomplishments.
Okay.
Self-esteem is really just about how you feel about your own self, independent of, you know, like what you see when you look in the mirror, independent of, you know, your GPA or how great of a job you just did, but just the idea, the concept of feeling okay about yourself just for being you, feeling a sense of self-worth or feeling a sense of self-love.
I don't really feel like I exist outside of those things.
Wow. Well, I'm not surprised you have symptoms. It almost seems like, you know, we all have this part of us that yearns to just feel okay the way we are.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't feel okay the way we are, we have a tendency to try to compensate for that by doing well. You know, I think Kobe Bryant is a great example. Or Michael Jordan. You know, if I remember reading Michael Jordan's biography, and it's like he got a 94% on his test, and his mom was like, where are the other 6 points? So
right.
What happens? Inherently, he feels not good enough the way he is, and
right.
He becomes absolutely obsessed, possessed, when it comes to winning. He needs to win because it's the only thing that could give him that sense of worth. So
I can relate.
You can relate.
Mm-hmm.
How does that sound to you when you actually hear that, like, described objectively? I mean, does it sound like positive? Does it sound like something that you're, you know, drawn to? Does it sound repugnant?
No, it sounds like something I'm drawn to.
It does. Okay.
Like,
so
yeah.
This is actually something that I've have come across a lot. It's that, like, for you, external validation is like a drug.
Absolutely.
You love it. You want to go in situations where, like, guys are going to find you attractive, or you're going to be able to achieve or accomplish something, because that's what makes you feel good about yourself.
Right. I hate admitting that, but yeah.
What do you think that subcommunicates to yourself?
Just that my view of myself doesn't matter as much as anyone else's.
It's almost like you, to some degree, you have an addiction, like a heroin addiction or something. It feels really good in the moment, but it fades, and then you need it again.
Yeah.
Well, is it worth it?
Well, from where I stand now, right this very second, yes.
Why?
Because it feels so good in that moment.
Your body's rebelling, though.
It totally is.
Your body is rebelling. It doesn't like feeling totally devoid of any self-love and needing to, like, fill up like a gas station.
Yeah.
If you can flip a switch and all of a sudden get that feeling of self-love and not need this external validation as much, would you?
Absolutely.
You would.
Yes.
Why?
Because I don't like having to rely on outside sources for my sense of worth. I mean, it would just be nice to be able to feel that myself rather than relying on unstable sources outside, you know? Like,
Okay. I
I'm
mean,
pretty.
I hear you. Do you believe what you're saying right now?
I don't know, dude. I. Like
It
I said,
sounds
intellectually,
beautiful,
like I get
like,
it, but right?
yes.
I want to get it. Like I want to feel that. I want to, but
It's like you're living your life always waiting for the next fix and never really truly feeling safe. Because as soon as it goes away, you're going to feel empty again.
yeah.
And it actually requires reaching a certain point where you just say to yourself, I'm done living like that, and making an active choice to see that validation there and actually choose health over that drug.
I'm experiencing some fear.
What's the fear right now?
I've just never done any differently. I don't know that I know how to do it.
All right, give me an example of something this week that has the capacity to give you external validation.
Well, I think I get it all day, every day at work because I'm a server. And so if I'm charismatic or dressed a certain way because I work at like a hip place, I'm just constantly being told how pretty I am and how much people love my eyes and so I get it all day.
So what's this voice in your head tell you when you do get it?
That I matter, that I'm being seen.
Okay. It's like, good job.
Yeah.
How do you feel about the fact that there's this part of your mind, this mom in your mind, based on what you told me, who's telling you that you're only okay if, this other person says you're okay. You're only good if this other person says you're good. You're only worthy if this other person makes you feel worthy. You have any feelings about that? You don't have to.
Yeah.
I don't want you. I don't want you to tell me you have feelings about it if you don't.
Like a little twinge of sadness, but nothing intense.
What's the sadness about?
I almost feel ashamed. Yeah, I feel ashamed of it.
That's not sadness. That's more self-abuse.
Okay.
How do you feel about that little girl who got this message from her mom? Over and over that, she was worth something because she did something well.
I don't I don't know, I guess I kind of feel like that was how she showed her love for me. You know? Like, she didn't know how to support
I
me
didn't
any other
ask you
way.
to, you know, explain why she did that. I'm asking, how did it feel when you think about that little girl being given that message to the point where she actually has symptoms today because of it?
Yeah, I'm just pretty sad.
Are you?
Yeah.
What do you wish that that girl would have been told?
I don't even know. I don't know what would be appropriate, you know?
Mm-hmm. What if she were told, you know, you're okay. If you get a master's degree, if you have very pretty eyes, if you do really well in this tournament, that's great. But if you don't, you're okay too. That you're loved just for being you. That you're loved just for being my daughter. That I love you just because you're human, just because you're you. How would it feel to hear something like that?
Different. Different, but right on a certain level. You know what I mean?
It does.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's what all kids are supposed to hear. What that little girl wanted was just to feel okay the way she was. Just to feel good enough the way she was. Just to feel loved just for being her. But somewhere along the line, there were these distorted messages that you get a feeling of praise when you bring home a good test. And you see your mom's eyes light up when her friends tell her how pretty her daughter is.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you get the message, this is what I want. This is what I'm yearning for. I'm yearning for that love. And so I'm going to do great things to get that love. And now it's the same thing with your own self. I'm going to do great things. I'm going to be great in order to get that feeling of love.
Yeah.
How are you feeling right now? Are you still...
I keep having these critical thoughts. Like, I thought I was going to come on here and I was just going to open up and you were just going to dig it out of me and I was just going to be all better, you know what I mean? And I was just going to be fabulous and I was going to help so many people and...
Oh, God, look at these expectations and this pressure.
Right?
No wonder you're feeling so exhausted. I mean, talk about conditional love. It's like you're giving yourself the message, you're okay if you do it this way and you're spectacular and you're great and, you know, you help all these people and you get so much out of it and you're not okay if you don't. It doesn't feel like you're getting a lot of love from your own self.
I've been trying. I've been working on it. But, yeah, I'm not exactly where I want to be yet.
That's okay. But that's the goal, is it's not just about, you know, getting angry at this mom or dad in your head or even just soothing yourself, but really genuinely looking at yourself from a stance of unconditional love. You know, look in the mirror. Look in your eyes. The eyes don't change. You have the same eyes that you did when you were a little kid. Actually see the humanity in your eyes and give yourself that message that I'm going to start taking care of you. I'm going to come from a stance of love. All you need is love. Love is all you need.
Oh, my gosh. Those stinking beetles, man.
but can you hear just in the context of what you were doing to yourself just in this call alone how hard you are being on yourself?
Yeah.
You're like a pageant mom to yourself.
Yeah.
You know, you look beautiful. You win first prize. You're good enough. If you don't, you're not. You can spend your whole life living like that. You know, but it is exhausting. And it just comes to a point where, you know, you take a stance and you say, I could keep on doing that and I know what that gets me, but if you keep on doing what you've always done, you're going to keep on getting what you've always got. And I think you're capable of having a lot more happiness and fulfillment than you do right now.
That for sure.
And it's going to take time. It's going to take time. You know, it may just be words at first. But
yeah.
if you give yourself the message, I'm going to work toward taking care of you. I'm going to work toward having a loving, unconditional relationship with you, independent of what you do, then you're changing your stance.